Hi, this is Mariko May. On behalf of BBSRadio.com, I would like to wish you a great day.
Hi, this is Derek Rydell, author of the new book, There's No Business Like Soul Business, and founder of EnlightenedEntertainer.com. And you are listening to BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Van Vonderen from A&E's show Intervention, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, he still has fans here, you know? This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on BBSRadio.com.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And my special guest tonight is my friend Crystalia Marie of EmpoweredSpirit.com. And welcome to the show, Crystalia.
Thank you, Dr. Valerie. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun tonight talking about a few interesting things. And listeners, I am on the fast chat. So if you want to send in your questions on that, we'll be happy to answer them. We're going to go back to the subject of conscious language tonight. Crystalia and I have just finished up a class, teleseminar class in conscious language, and we realized a few things that we wanted to add and things that we wanted to impart to people. So those of you who were in the class, if you'd like to call in and give your comments and, you know, how things went for you in the class and the discoveries that you made, then we would be happy to have you on the air doing that. Because I think it's important for people to understand that we all go through this stuff. You know, I mean, just because you go through it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. You know, it just means we're all learning. So here we are, back again to talk about the conscious language. So first off, Crystalia, why don't you go ahead and start talking about the first things that you noticed with the people in the class, like the first session that we had, and then I'll chime in with what I noticed, and, you know, we can go back and forth like that.
Yeah, that sounds great. So the first things I really noticed about what was going on with this class was that they really thought they knew how to write and speak in a conscious way, and there's a lot of great teachers out there that these people have probably studied under and so on, but the reality was that they still were not right where they needed to be in order to really make a difference in all of their life. And when we can get to the point that we are actually speaking at that conscious level, then what happens is we end up being able to create a totally different experience in our life. And so when we first got started, I found that people really weren't sure how to language things properly, or not, I don't like to use properly, that's a little formal, but how to do it in the conscious way so that what they create is what they're really wanting to experience. And so often we think that we know how to create what we want to experience, and then we think we've put it out there to the universe exactly the way we're expecting it to come back, and when it doesn't, we think these things don't work. And the reality is, and what I think these people really got by the time we were done was that, hey, it really does work, but I have to really be conscious about how I word things and what exactly I'm telling the universe. So
yeah,
do you have anything else to add to that, Valerie?
Yeah, I noticed, you know, some of the same things. Because, you know, the whole reason we put that class together and did it so quickly was because I noticed with the people who had taken advantage of the offer that I had, that when they sent their their manifestations and releases in, the way they were worded was so inappropriate when you think about, you know, what we speak and what we concentrate on then becomes our life, that I was really worried about putting all that stuff into the vortex, knowing that it was going to happen that way, and these people not realizing, you know, what kind of an effect it could have in their life. So for me, it was really interesting to see people were excited, they got on the call, but there was some trepidation there, and they were kind of like, okay, I really want to do this, but I don't know what it is that I'm doing. And so I found that there were things we had to do to kind of backtrack a little bit and explain, you know, here's what happens if you say this way, and here's what happens if you say that way. And we had to go into the subconscious. We had to do a lot more teaching than we had originally planned, which is fine. It's just that, you know, we didn't really budget the hours for that. And so that was kind of an interesting thing, because we put our skills together. And normally you have your own class that you do your way, and I do things my way. And so when we put them together, we actually had a double dose of things that were really important and really helped the people. But in the meantime, it took up a lot of time.
Right.
And, like, after that first session, everybody seemed to love it and you know, just said that they enjoyed it and they were really excited about the next class.
Mm-hmm.
And that was great. And then, you know, we gave them the homework to do to see, did they really get it? And they pretty much didn't. And you and I remember, we were looking at each other going, oh, I guess we have to kind of go back and do a little bit more background stuff. And again,
right.
You know, it's fine, but it's like whenever you teach a class, you have to go with where people are at the lowest denominator.
Right.
But you still have to speed it up so that the people who are at the higher end are not going to be bored. And what we found, I think, was that everybody was almost in the same place, which was kind of interesting, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that I really think was important was a lot of times we think we're saying something positive,
mm-hmm.
and when you rethink it, you realize just what it is you said. So I use the example of saying that you're always healthy versus saying I'm never sick. If you say, I'm never sick or I'm not going to get sick, you think of that as a positive statement, but the truth of the matter is it's not. And for people that are working on positive and conscious languaging, they really need to get that part of it. And that's, I mean, that's just one piece of all the things we taught on that class. But it was really interesting to watch the wording as people set them back and where their big beliefs were that were really blocking them, and then
yeah.
to watch them shift and start to grow as the whole experience unfolded.
Yeah, and actually it's very quick shifting. You know, the traditional methods of teaching don't come even close to what we were able to accomplish with those people in three short periods, really. And,
right.
you know, that was a function of a lot of the stuff that we were doing, your symbols and your knowledge and my knowledge, and I was doing some quantum whammies on them too. But the whole thing is that we got people to a different space very quickly compared to what happens normally. And it was so intense for a lot of these people because it changed their lives. And so
right.
it wasn't just, okay, now I'm going to speak more consciously. It was, oh, now that I'm speaking a little more consciously, wow. You know, and stuff just moved so quickly for them, and I'm so proud of what they did because they were just amazing. And,
yeah.
you know, that first class, you know, they had so many questions, and you could tell they were really, really paying attention and really thinking about what had happened in their lives. And they started admitting a few things of, well, this is what I always used to say, and look at this. This is what I have now. And it's exactly what I used to always say as a joke or saying, you know, the classic example is, oh, yeah, well, of course that happened, you know, because that always happens to me. And
right.
And so, of course, it does.
Uh-huh.
So it was interesting to see all that. It was very interesting to see people getting it, that that's what they had actually created some time ago, and they didn't mean to create that at all. But since there was no other direction, that's just the way things went.
Right. Yeah, a lot of times, and I know we heard this from the students as well, a lot of times we really truly believe we're putting out to the universe what we want. And when you go back and you look at what you really said, you got exactly what you said. It may not have been what you intended, but it is what you got, and it is what you said you wanted.
Oh, yeah. Well, like that example of the guy who said he wanted to be surrounded by piles of cash and ended up working in a bank. Wasn't what he meant at all. You know, he wanted to have piles of his own cash, but he didn't specify that, and so there he is working in a bank.
Right.
So, yeah, it's that type of stuff, and that was kind of funny. We did have quite a lot of laughter in the class over things like that because we've all done it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know I've had plenty of my own stories of things I thought I was really being careful about, and then looking back saying, oh, wow, look at what you really created, and look how you did it.
Oh, yeah, and you know, if you can look back, especially if you journal, you can look back to where all this stuff started and go, oh, man, there's my pattern right there. And, you know, I've seen that so clearly, like when I speak to someone about it, and they say, well, you know, this has been going on, blah, 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 blah. I say, okay, when did all that start? And they go, oh. And they think back, and then they get to the place where it started, and I ask them, what was your favorite phrase? What did you say to people that was almost an unconscious thing that came out? And, you know, you thought it was funny. And so you said this particular thing, and all of a sudden, you know, here you are so many years later, and you're living that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can think of many statements I hear people say regularly, and we talked a lot about that in this class. One of the big ones I hear a lot of people say is, you're going to give me a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise when you all of a sudden have a heart attack, right?
You've said
over and over to the universe, and the universe is like, okay, that's what you want. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we really don't, and when we think of some of these statements that we make, we don't really, if we don't pay attention, we really can create that experience. I used to go around, I actually had people buy me T-shirts and mugs and stuff that said, life's a bitch and then you die.
Oh, man. My
life was a bitch, let me tell you.
Man.
And one day I woke up and realized what I was doing, and I threw it all away and changed that whole belief. And my life has been much more wonderful since that day.
Yeah, that was kind of like my favorite thing years ago when it first came out, too, although I didn't buy any of that stuff because there was a part of me that said, that's not how I want my life to be. And I have parts of my life that are like that. But really, that's not what I want to be. And so I wouldn't have anything to do with that stuff.
Right.
What I really kind of latched onto is the T-shirt that said, he who dies with the most toys wins. I thought, I kind of like that. That's more fun, you know?
Right.
It was something that even unconsciously, I kind of knew that I kind of wanted to move in a different direction, which was probably a good idea because I've certainly moved myself in a difficult direction, you know, with many other things.
Right.
So, you know, that's one thing that we noticed right away. And then I think, you know, in the second week, it really came through that people really had more than just the issue of how they were speaking. And, you know, we started looking at the way people were wording their affirmations and things. And you know, we read, like, the first set and went, I don't believe that for a minute, do you? And we looked at it and we thought, you know, I don't even know this person, and I know that what they're saying or trying to say to themselves, their subconscious is going to go, yeah, well, hey, sure. Yeah,
right.
And just totally ignore it. And so we had to work on bridging statements and things like that, you know, something that would move someone from that point where they were towards the other point. It's like if you look at a 1,000-mile journey, which, by the way, I'm kind of looking at now. Actually, it's more like a 10,000-mile journey by the time you finish it. But, you know, you can't think about the end result because it's too difficult.
Right.
And so what you think about is little chunks. And really that's the way you got a lot of work done, too, is you do it in chunks. And
right.
As you chunk it down, it becomes more manageable. And so, you know, you don't have to be overwhelmed with things that you think you can't change. But we noticed that people had, and every single one of the people that we talked about and with in the class, as well as our other people in other classes, we started to realize there was all this big self-esteem issue. And so then we kind of had to back up and punt, as they say, you know, and try to figure out which direction we were going to go. How could we help people quickly, in such a short space of time, address this huge, huge important issue? And so, you know, thank God for your symbols, because with your symbols then, we were able to access portions that we could not have accessed any other way without years and years of work.
Right. Well, I think, and it's really important for people to understand that the number one thing I find, at least in what I do, in my work is always about the emotional piece first, rather than the physical piece. I see the emotional piece being the basis for any ailment that's going on in a person's body. And so for me, one of the first things I find with everyone I worked with, have worked with so far, it's always about self-love, self-esteem, worthiness, being good enough, all of which boil down to one thing, self-love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just amazing how many people really believe that they totally love themselves, and yet here they are when we all get done, when all is said and done, that's the number one issue they need to work on.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was my number one issue, and I literally stood in front of a group of people and said, I've healed my self-love issues, and my muscle checking said, no, you haven't. And, I got on a totally different journey, which actually got me to where I ended up with these symbols now. It's amazing how many people really believe that they love themselves, and that, I mean, they believe it on a conscious level, but their core self, subconscious, does not get it at all.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't anything about self-love involved, hardly.
Yeah,
and once they get that and they move through that piece, things start to really shift fast. And that's what we really saw with this group, as far as I could see.
Yeah, they did really start to get it with that piece. And,
right.
And also, I think it's important, people, all to know, really, that you're not alone. You know, we all are wired the same way. And the things that we go through in life are generated in order to help us become well-rounded spiritual beings. And the reason that we lose touch with the God force is because of this lack of love. And not just from other people, but from within ourselves first. You know, and you know, the standard thing is you can't love someone unless you love yourself first. And, you know, you can't truly love God unless you love yourself first. And that's the biggest sticking point for so many people. So the fact that we were able to move people through this quickly, I mean, they're still working on it. They all didn't, you know, suddenly jump up and go, ta-da, I love myself, you know.
Right.
It was more that people went, oh. And, you know, you start to see the depth to it. And
right.
You start to kind of turn and look at it and go, wow, okay, this little piece over here is what's been holding me back over there. And it's because this is the way that I need to love myself in order to convince myself, in order to move forward. And so people started getting the nuts and bolts of it. You know, here's step one, here's step two. So that was really interesting to watch. And still they were having difficulties with their statements. And so then we worked a little bit more on the bridging and, you know, talking about the self-esteem issues and talking about, you know, how do you go from point A to point Z? You know, how many steps do you have to take in between? And, you know, what could those steps possibly be? And so we ended up doing a lot of email coaching, basically, you know, besides on the phone calls. But the thing that was really interesting to me is that people really hadn't given it much thought up to that point.
Right.
And when they started to really think about what they were saying and what they actually believed, that made a huge difference. And the fact that, they now know how to muscle test so they can see if their subconscious is with the program or not, I think that's very valuable. And so even though we spent a lot of time teaching them how to do this stuff, this is the kind of thing that they can use for the rest of their lives, and they can actually get themselves, you know, on the correct path that they want to be on with less obstacles.
Right.
So that was
interesting. It might be helpful. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
As I said, it might be helpful to explain a little bit to people what you mean, what you're talking about when you say bridging, since probably the people on this call don't know what that means. So I'll give an example that worked for me, or that really came where I learned the whole bridging technique from. And I think it's a really important aspect because we're talking about the self-love, and that is the area that I worked on for years. Like I said, I stood in front of a group and said, oh, I fixed that problem, and failed the muscle checking dramatically. And what it came down to, and I think this is probably a big issue for a lot of people, maybe not exactly the same way it happened for me, but what we determined after checking the muscles and figuring out where my beliefs were was that my upbringing, somewhere in the religious upbringing of myself as a child, I picked up the belief that God was going to punish me for loving myself, that it was totally wrong to love myself, that that was selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go work from that level in order to get to the real self-love and loving myself. So I had to actually first work on the belief that it was okay to love myself and that God would actually love me if I loved myself before I could get to those other levels. And so that's kind of how the bridging works, is you have to figure out where the real issue is and then start building affirmations and statements that bridge from that point forward, step by step, whatever those are. In my case, it was the God loving me and then desiring to love myself, deserving to love myself, before I could get to loving myself totally and completely.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might help people understand what we mean by bridging, at least, because if we don't know, let me say it this way, if we start out with I love myself totally completely and we don't believe it's okay, there is no way our subconscious mind is ever going to allow us to believe we love ourselves totally and completely.
I agree. I think we have to go way, way deep with this stuff.
Yeah, you really have to, because boy, I did statements in the mirror for years about loving myself before I discovered that particular piece. And it made such a difference in my life that it's been a big part of my mission to tell people about that, because it really had such a huge impact, and I've seen it have such an impact for many other people. It's one of the biggest reasons affirmations don't work in most cases, because of the fact that we never did the bridging, and so no one knew that, hey, I got to start out desiring or deserving or wherever that point is in order to move forward.
Yeah, and I did the same steps, but I did them in a different way. I did meditation.
Right.
And I worked at it very, very intensely. So it was much more labor intensive than what we taught this group to do. And I think I worked at it almost constantly for several hours a day of meditation for 3 months before I was able to reach that point where I really and truly loved myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of work. And, you know, nowadays, who can take the time to do that? I mean, I'm lucky if I can get a set of affirmations out during the day.
Right.
So, you know, it becomes a point of how are you going to do the work when you don't have the time for the things that we used to do these things. And so that's what the class is all about. And in case you guys are wondering why we're talking about this, it's because we realized some very important things when we taught this class, and how important it is for people to learn how to utilize this this form of self-transformation. And we're going to run the class again, and you know, quickly, because we realize that this is something that, is so important. It has so much to do with what's going on in the world right now. And if we can help people make a difference and help them to change their lives dramatically and get the people around them to change, then that's part of the whole paradise puzzle. You know, how do we move into paradise? It's too overwhelming to look at it at once. But you can chunk it down. Okay, here's one of the chunks. So that's why we're doing this. And, you know, we came to a lot of realizations as we did this class. And maybe we came to them because we teamed up and we did it and, you know, tended to notice things and bounce things off of each other a little bit more. Because, you know, you can kind of get tunnel vision on some of these things when
right.
you start working on them because you have your own experience. And when you start adding in somebody else's experience and what they've observed, then you go, oh, you have those aha moments, you know, the moments of true enlightenment. So that was the second week. Now, the third week, I was really impressed. You know, people started to get it more. And I think that, and since then, I've been massively impressed with what people have done.
Yeah.
So you guys, if you who are in the class would like to call and make a comment about, you know, what you have discovered and realized and things like that, we would welcome that, you know. And right now, just call in and let people know what it meant to you, because it's important to us, because we see what happened with you guys. We see how well you did, and we want people to know there's hope. And you don't have to keep things the way they were. You can change things very quickly and fairly effortlessly compared to the way it was years ago when we learned how to do all this stuff. So that was
yeah, and that's what's really important is with evolution speeding up, we sure as hell better get it done a lot faster these days. We don't have time to mess with this stuff taking 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the other thing that was really important from this class was, like you were saying, how much they've grown so quickly,
mm-hmm.
and the feedback that's been coming back since then about how helpful it was. And so it's really key for people to understand that when they get to do this kind of work, they really can change things pretty quickly. And so if one of those people were to call in and share their story, it'd be great because it would really get people to understand just how fast this stuff happens. I mean, class was 4 weeks ago we started it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. And things are starting to really shift for a lot of for these people.
Yeah, some of those stories were great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to say I'm really proud of what they did because they buckled down and they really did the soul searching. You know, they sat down and they got honest with themselves. And, boy, I was shocked with how quickly they moved through this stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it's not that they're all done. They'll still be moving through things. But, you know, but just the change that quick.
Yeah, and I think the real key is when they can change this quickly, how much it helps them all the way through their life. But one of the big things that I think is important is a lot of people are latching on these days to things like your quantum vortex gatherings and your quantum vortex manifestation room. And there's a lot of other quantum technologies nowadays that really can help you a lot. But boy, if you aren't using the right wording, and let's say, like with you, at least you looked at what they said and you did something about it. But my goodness, what if they sent it to somebody that just said, okay, this is what the person wants, and they just put it in? Now, first thing is, as soon as they hit send and sent you that email, that started the process, the way they worded it. It's a scary thought. At least you took the time to look at it and rework it and put it in the manifestation room properly. But today, in today's age, with the quantum technologies we have and the things that people are finding out there, if they get someone that's not as conscious as you were about it, there's some scary things we could be manifesting.
Oh, absolutely. And then people would wonder, what happened to me? Why did my life fail? Why has everything imploded? And, I mean, you know, some of that stuff happens anyway when you do any kind of big changes, because you have to change all the way down and all the way up.
Right.
And so I tell people it's not necessarily bad if your whole life crashes down around your ears. It depends on what it is that you asked for. And when you're talking about quantum energies, I mean, when I put that stuff in the quantum vortex, you will shift, believe me, because not only am I putting it in there, but you've got my energy, and I'm praying for you, and I'm pulling in the energies of the archangels and the, you know, the highest frequency vibrations that I can. And so things will move and shift and change. And I always tell people, be careful what you ask for, because you will get it. Now, it might take a little while, because you might have to change everything that you are in order to get there. But I had some people that sent things in, and I said, oh, my gosh, this person does not like anything about themselves. And at that point, you just kind of go, oh, boy. You know, if they get a tenth of what they asked for, they are really going to have a hard time. Because it's too much change too quickly. Now, you can change in an instant. However, you've got to be willing to take what comes with that change, because the life that you had will be no longer, you know, depending on how intense it has to get. I mean, you know, once you open up the floodgates and say, listen, this is what I want, the universe moves to help you. The universe is helpful. And so, you know, be careful. That's my major thing. And so when I looked at all those things, as they came in, I went, oh, no. Oh, no, I could already see what was going to happen if I put that stuff in there like that. So I had to take my time and rework everything, and I was slammed, you know, with all these people sending things in. I was like, oh, Lord, I am never going to do an offer like this again, because it was way too much work for me. And you know, and it was because I really did look at them and say, you know, I don't think that that person knows what they are going to get if I put that in there like that. Now, the people who joined the class this last time, these people got it. On some level, they knew that, and they took responsibility for their life and said, okay, I'm going to change this.
Right.
And then they jumped on in with both feet and said, well, here's what I do. And, you know, we just kind of went, okay, is that really true? Because if this is what you really want, if this is who you think you are, then how come this isn't working? And how come this is happening over here? And don't you really mean that you want this? And then everybody said, yeah, actually, I do want this. Okay,
right.
Then why did you say that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really an observational thing.
Yeah, it really is. And like you said earlier, it's really about being really, really honest with yourself, like totally honest with yourself. And that's the biggest challenge with any of this kind of work, is really getting people to be 100% honest with ourselves, because, boy, sometimes it's tough to look in that mirror when you have to say, you know, I really don't love myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or I really, you know, I really did create this, and here's how I did. And I look at everything that ever happens in my life, no matter whether it's good or bad, I look at it all as good and say, that was an interesting creation. Let's try this over again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, just like you said earlier, you know, we're all coming from the same place. We're all doing these things. We've done them or we're doing them now. But we're just here to kind of guide people and share with them how they can make things work a lot easier and a lot faster and just have a lot better life and a little bit more control over what the heck they're creating.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I had such concern for a lot of these people when I saw the things in the manifestation request, and I thought, well, you know, so many people out there are hurting, really hurting. on so many different levels. You know, the financial thing, of course, is a big one for a lot of people right now. But, you know, so many light workers, you know, people have been going, you know, I was promised my money. Where is it? You know, why am I still struggling after all these years and I have all of these talents and abilities and, you know, what's up with that? And then they start to blame themselves and they think, oh, you know, I've been a failure and blah, 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 you know, the kinds of things that just make it worse.
Right.
And so, you know, my heart went out to these people when I read their requests and things and I saw what was going on. And, you know, you and I talked about it at length about what can we do and, you know, how can we help these people? You know, we can offer it. We just have to get everybody to get to the point where they go, yeah, you know, I do want to take that step. Because it is a little bit of work. You know, it's not as hard as when you and I went through it. But, you know, for a lot of people it is going to be a little bit of work. And they've, you know, a lot of them have lost hope.
Yeah, and well, you know, I think it's interesting how, you know, people seem to have this concept, though, that it's just supposed to be no work at all, too. And that isn't really true. I mean, you have to do some things or nothing will happen. And one of the things I've noticed in the New Age community, it seems to be that we have this attitude that we just have to say it and it's going to manifest. Well, guess what? You really do have to do something as well. You can't just sit there and say, it's going to show up. Now, you might get enlightened enough to do that at some point, but for right now, most of us, we pretty much have to do at least something. And in this case, it's, you know, the conscious languaging is one of the first places. The movie The Secret, you know, awakened a lot of people, but there's a big chunk missing out of there. They really don't teach people about how important conscious languaging is. And so people think, oh, well, I'm going to think this, and I'm going to put it out there, and it's going to happen. And then it doesn't, and then they start thinking, oh, this stuff doesn't work. Well, this stuff works just fine. It's just, are you really doing all the work necessary?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's those steps. It's those perfect little steps that you take where you really look carefully at everything that you're doing. And, you know, part of what I teach is always about the, you know, the observation. Because if you don't get into that step of observation, then you're missing all the little hints. Like, you know, you can do things to get your subconscious to work with you, to tell you what you're doing, so that you're clued into it a little bit more. Because otherwise, you're clueless. You're wandering around going, I'm fine. You know, I didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, my speech is fine. When the truth is, you could be saying the wrong thing to yourself, wrong in that, you know, not wrong bad, but wrong in that it's not the direction you really want to go. So I think that it behooves everybody to really think carefully about what they're saying and what they're thinking about themselves, because your self-talk has a lot to do with what happens.
Yeah, and I think that's really key, is that whole self-talk piece. People just don't even realize what they're saying, and they're saying it over and over and over every single day until the subconscious says, oh, well, that's what she wants or that's what he wants. I'm going to give it to him. It's amazing. I mean, we'll have some little thing that bugs us and we just keep saying over and over about that thing and just repeating it to the point that it's what we end up creating.
Yeah, exactly. Like my favorite thing is, if I'm around a friend and I know that they've kind of given me their okay to do the conscious languaging stuff with them, when they make some comment, I go, wait a minute, is that true?
Right.
And then they'll roll their eyes at me because they know what I'm after. You know?
Right.
And they're like, no, it's not true. And then I go, well, then why would you say that? Why would you say that to yourself? Why would you decide that that's the way things have to be in your life when you know it's not what you want?
Right.
Why would you shoot yourself in the foot?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, it's not that I'm perfect or that you're perfect. Nobody is. I mean, you know, we're all working at it. We're constant works in progress. But, you know, if you have someone that you talk to on a daily basis that can point some of these things out to you, it does help.
Oh, it absolutely does help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One of my dearest friends pointed out something to me recently that shifted what was happening in my business dramatically just by pointing out what I was thinking differently than her regarding business, and specifically in the holistic New Age arena. And as soon as I switched that belief that I had somehow started to create, things shifted instantly for me in my business. So, yeah, it's, you know, we're all works in progress, as you say, and it's being open to it and being willing always to look at what's going on and how can I improve things. What am I saying? What am I thinking? What am I repeating that is really giving me the outcome that is not what I really want to create?
Right, and it takes clarity. It takes a lot of things. It does take a little bit of effort, but, you know, the good part about it is that once you get these little things in place that help you to change, then it becomes automatic because you see the difference right away. And, I mean, one of my classic things is to tell people, you know, if you're in a bad mood, and, you know, especially women, you know, when we go into menopause, it's really tough. You know, I mean, we get, like, bananas. You know, I always tell people, you know, women really are crazy except for a short phase in, you know, about 20 to 30 years where the hormones get balanced. But hormones are extremely, extremely important. They're little messengers of higher consciousness. And so if you get a flood of them, you get too much or you get too little, then you can't cope with life the way you normally would. And so when we get those kinds of things going on, it makes life so much harder because all of the coping mechanisms are gone. So if you're having one of those days where you're getting weepy, you know, and everything seems to affect you and you're going, oh, my Lord, what is wrong with me? Then you can change it. By using these techniques that we have, you can change it in an instant and drop all of the angst, you know, and all of the misery, and it only takes a couple seconds. And so why would you choose to go through life being miserable and thinking everybody just is ignoring you or hating you or just not loving you and feeling so alone and abandoned when you could change it in an instant? That's my question all the time. It's like, why do you want to wallow in it?
Right.
You know? It's like, get on with it. Yeah, we all have tough times. You know, we all have things that we go through that hurt. We have people that disappoint us or hurt us. We have disappointments in self. You know, we have disappointments, you know, everywhere you turn nowadays, it seems. And yet, you know, you can have these things happen, and maybe you can't prevent them, but you can definitely change the way that you feel about them. And the feeling is the key. So, you know, my suggestion is usually get over it. You know, figure out what it's going to take to get you out
right.
of that funk.
Yeah, and sometimes people need tools to understand how to get over it. But I think
exactly.
the really big key here is as you get tools like these tools that we provide in this class, as well as other tools that as you're growing, you add to your tool belt, so to speak, that, yeah, you can shift things much more quickly. And one of the things that, you know, now that I've learned a lot more about conscious languaging and really paying attention, for years people told me everything that comes in front of me is a mirror of something within myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to believe that, but now where I'm at, I not only believe it, I can see it so clearly that any new thing that comes into my life, the first thing I want to know is, okay, why did I attract this and what do I need to heal within myself to make sure I don't experience that again? And I mean,
mm-hmm.
even down to a friend who ran out of gas in his car, and
mm-hmm.
I said, okay, why am I experiencing this? Why am I witnessing it? Now, I'm not even in the car, and I'm asking this question. What came out of it was I wasn't fueling myself properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to heal within myself, fueling myself, which managed to keep his car running, actually, which is a pretty funny story. But when we get to the point where we really get these tools and we can figure out what it is that's happening that quickly, you can shift things so fast in your life and make things go the direction you really want to go. And the more you work with these simple tools, the more things will start to shift quicker.
Absolutely. So definitely a worthwhile venture. And I have to say that after this class that we did, and we're still, you know, looking over people's last set of supportive statements and things, but, I mean, I am really impressed. These guys did such incredible work, and I mean, I'm just blown away sometimes by blown away with joy,
mm-hmm.
with how quickly they can change, how quickly they see the responsibility for their life, and it just changes their directions. I mean, they, some of them went 180 degrees, like on the turn of a dime, just boom. I was going,
right.
Wow. So that that was amazing. You know, they really went for it. And so, you guys, if you're interested in taking the class, when are we doing this? You've got the schedule.
The class starts on April 26th. On Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And the way they can learn more about it is go to createconsciously.com, and they can actually sign up there. And we have a special going right now that's $30 off of our normal price, so that special ends at midnight on Thursday night. So, and the website explains all that. But anyway, yes. 3 weeks, and it's now 90 minutes every week instead of 60 minutes, which is what we did the last
class. Yeah, that's what we had scheduled for, and we discovered we really needed an extra half an hour to get everything in.
Right, and really give them value.
Yeah. And so, you guys, I highly recommend the class, not just because we're teaching it, but because we've seen just tremendous strides that these people made in a very short time. And it left me wishing that I had been able to partake in something like that years ago. It would have made life a heck of a lot easier, you know, and could move through stuff quickly instead of taking 30 or 40 years to do it. So,
yeah,
anyway,
and thousands of dollars with therapists, may I say, as well, for me, anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, that could cost a lot. Luckily for me,
I went to talk therapy for 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I really can relate to how long it really can take with some of those old processes.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that because I've done a lot of psych and spiritual counseling with people. And, you know, it's something that's so difficult for people to move through very quickly usually because they don't have the tools that we've got. You know,
right.
We're combining quantum things in ways that at least have not been shown on this earth before, as far as we know. You know, at least it's not something readily available that, you know, you're going to find any time you type in metaphysics and, you know, changing your life. This is kind of new stuff. So because of that, I do recommend it to people. And, you know, if you're really interested in changing your lives and, you know, getting better control over what's happening, then, you know, go ahead and sign up. Go to createconsciously.com, and the information's there, and you can sign up, and, you know, we'll do our best to help you move, too. So, and we are about out of time.
Yeah.
So, as usual, the time goes fast. But, listeners, I did want to get back to you on this, and I wanted to have Crystalia on so that you understood that this is a growth process for us, too. You know, and there's a line that I remember from way back that one of my teachers said, and he said, "We teach most what we most need to learn." And I thought, now, isn't that interesting? So, obviously, I need to learn about healing. and things like that. And you know, one of the things that came up as we did this class is that, you know, we're looking for better ways, faster ways. You know, what can we do? And we're looking at what's available out there, and we're looking at the need. And there's such a need right now, and that's why we put it together. Because believe me, I do not want to have to be up at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. That's so not me. You know, well, I don't know. I might get up, you know, but normally I'm bumping around and, you know, yawning and trying to get ready to tackle the day. You know, so not a morning person.
Yeah, but, I know. I really had to twist your arm on this whole 8 o'clock in the morning thing, didn't I?
Well, you know, you really did. Because, you know, that's a little rough for me. But I'll do it because it's the only way we could fit it into the schedule. And,
right.
You know, we both have other things that we had planned, and we thought, you know, this is a need. So if you guys are interested, if you want to change your lives for the better, then I suggest you sign up, and we'll give it the best shot we can. We don't know when we would be offering this again. We hadn't planned to do it this soon. We thought maybe in about 3 or 4 months or 6 months or a year or something. But we found out that the need is so great, and we observed quite a few things that we hadn't thought about before. So that's the end of that. And in the meantime, you can find Cristalia's work on empoweredspirit.com, and you can contact her through that website, or if you forget that, you can just drop me an email and I'll pass it on. So thank you, Cristalia, for being on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Valerie. It was great fun again, as usual.
Yep, it is fun.
Yeah.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. You know I love you, and I appreciate you. And if it wasn't for you guys out there, I would be reading books or something. I don't know what I'd be doing. I'd be traveling around the world more. I don't know. Maybe I'll still do that. But, you know, but basically, we're all in it to help each other. That's why we're here. So thank you. You help me, I help you. That's the way it works. And yes, time did pass very quickly indeed. So until next week, y'all take care of yourselves. Be happy. Be healthy. And be who you really are. Nighty-night.